You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Price.
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm good.
Great. Mr. Price, this afternoon, I really called in connection with having heard, it was on my mind this morning, I was contemplating, and then after hearing the 12:30 news with the interim president of the PSV Association speaking, I think I need to join with the comments coming from the interim president. I have said a long time, Sanka, that if this government is to become successful in its quest to turn around the Barbados' economy, that one of the key areas upon which they must focus all of their attention is on this nonsense that seeks to threaten commerce in this country. I heard a caller spoke to you not too long ago when he was talking. You spoke about staggering hours, and he spoke about lengthy work periods and so on, and working on Saturdays and so on. Sanka, all of these things are good, but if we continue not to arrest this reckless and irresponsible and cavalier conduct that is being exhibited by a section of members in our society who believe that they have the right to walk around this country and rob people at will, this foolishness. If we don't get this one right, Sanka, the problem is going to be, let me tell you the domino effect that this is going to cause. Because the F-fair is now going to be exhibited among the BSV owners and operators. It means that at a certain time in the afternoon, they will not be inclined or want to work. Therefore, right, old Joe Blow and young Tom, whose business is to go to work and take care of the family, finishing at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, but because of fear expressed by the ZR community, they decide that they will start work early. What position then does it place that individual? So we need to address these. I don't know how the government, the Office of the Attorney General, I don't know what strategy they have in place to arrest this problem, but we got to seriously focus on this problem because there's a caller who called you and said he has a few things to talk. And the truth is, I don't normally agree with you all the time, but he said something that I tend to agree with him this morning, that there's a level of fear that is now being exhibited among the members of the public as it relates to this foolishness in this country. And the talk that people running, Mr. Price, about people hungry, when people hungry, they can do it. Sanka, if a fella hungry, right, and he got $150 that he can rent a gun, he can stack that same $150 and buy food, so he ain't about renting a gun to shoot nobody. And if he's hungry and he's working, and a gun seller for $3,000, he can take the same $3,000 and look for food to feed himself and use the $3,000 wisely. He ain't going to buy a gun. So the point I'm making this morning, this afternoon, Sanka, is that argument ain't making nothing sense at all to me. All of the individuals in this country who walk around with firearms robbing people is because that's what they want to do, full stop. And I believe that the government has to, we're going to come up with a strategy that we're going to nip this in the bud. Because this has the potential, Mr. Price, to halt the Barbados economy. It has the potential. We can't continue like this all the time. And that's why I believe members of the public, all of them who know in this country, who know full well that people in this country have firearms, they need to pass the information on to the police. Because the very firearm that you refuse to tell the police that Tom or Bob got may be the very one that may kill your loved one. So we can work as a unit, come together to arrest this problem. This is a serious problem.
Agreed. Point taken.
It's a serious one.
Point taken.
That's all it was in the afternoon.
All right, man. Take good care. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sanka. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Well, I'm trying to avoid.
Okay, I mean, you're trying.
I'm calling from White Hill, St. Andrew. Uh-huh. With a number of issues that is plaguing us. First of all, the last time I saw a postman, apart from today, was the Friday before Kadumon. They have only two postmen in to work the whole of St. Andrew. Male and a female. Each of them is only human, and they can only do days work in a day. Now, if you have an important mail to come to you, suppose some person they're trying to reach you by phone and then get you and they send it in the mail. Suppose they send it, let's say, Friday for you to come in, like say Tuesday. That is an appointment that you're going to miss. And if it's important, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we like Bill came out today, Richard came out since 2 weeks ago. Now, the date, they give you a discount. Time's hard. Everybody just grab at the discount date. Mm-hmm. The discount date for the light bill pass. You think that this is fair, a constituency like St. Andrews, to have only two postmen?
The question, though, is why they only have two. Is it a case where the volume of work is
well, some has been laid off. Some has been laid off, which we know. But still, it's not right. That the post issue, that is number one. The water wars continue. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell the last day I had running water in my house. I've been having an ongoing problem and everybody else have running water in their house. There's four houses over here that doesn't get water. I did it all. I keep calling Baptist Water Authority. They say it's right. I write. To me, it don't make any difference.
So you have a water tank that you get water in your house?
So if I ain't got no water, if the water ain't coming in the tap, we're going to be going to tank.
So, okay, so how do you get water?
Sometimes I just have to ask persons to go for water. This might sound like a joke to you, right? As recent as Sunday. Don't take this for a joke. It is so bad up here that my neighbor has went down to the standpipe further down the road to catch some water and wash his clothes. He had two buckets and a bag. So he said to me that his shoulder was tired and he rested on the bucket. You know, from the time that he went around the corner and come back, the bucket of water, they're gone. That's how bad it is up in here then, with water. And this is not a joke, this is reality. Then the garbage, the last time we had a garbage pickup the last month, I called the sanitation authority up to yesterday afternoon, and he's telling me that the guy said the truck can't pass. I said, why the truck can't pass? Well, the road that they was complaining is even better now than before. So why he can't pass? Well, it came this morning, and they had to make two trips to the amount of garbage. No water, no garbage, no postman. Don't talk about the grass, the bushes at the side of the road. When you're driving coming out the one way in and one way out, when you're driving coming out there, you are driving the center of the road. Nobody is paying us any attention. No one is paying us any attention. What is like the abandoned district? I don't know how you could go in a big district like St. Andrew, two single postmen. You can't get your mail on time. Cannot get your mail on time.
What sort of representation has been made to the post office about this?
We call about it. They say they're going to look into it. Mm-hmm. That's all you're getting? Everywhere you call, everybody going to look into everything, but still, there's no change.
So you managed to speak to your parliamentary representative or his office?
I haven't spoken to him as yet about it, but at the end of the day, everything should not rely. I mean, it's...
No, agreed. I agree that a lot of these things... But it seems that with our system... It seems that everything leads back to...
Everything should not be political.
And it should not be. It should not be. Because these are things that are straightforward.
If you have to run to MP with everything, the MP won't get half his work, do?
Mm-hmm.
So you are a citizen. My MP don't pay my bill. I just pay my bill. I have a right to complain to the Barbados Water Authority and the sanitation because I paying tax. I paying the garbage tax, and I paying my water bill. Why should I run to MP when I ain't getting no water? I should be running to Barbados Water Authority. The MP is human just like me. Yes, he's here to represent us. By the end of the day, when the meter reader come here, coming at the MP, coming at me. When the bill comes, they're coming at me. So I think that we should learn to represent ourselves. And if we can't, we ain't getting no further, then you could take it up with the MP. I can agree with that, but everything should not be political.
Agreed.
But I mean, somebody needs to pay great attention to... it's like... You ain't living no way. Everyone just abandoned. I mean, you don't want to see the garbage. The truck made two trips this morning. So I ain't going to tell you no more. sports rep, did you know what I mean? Because when I spoke to the gentleman, he's telling me next week. I said, next week, you don't want to the condition up in? No, the rats running about. The dogs, the rats, pulling out the garbage, the rats running about. And when you ain't getting no water, the people out here tired buying bleach. Because you got to buy bleach to sanitize the place because you ain't getting the water. You ain't getting the garbage pickup. And then the bushes on the road, the rats, the flies, the mosquitoes, everything just take up residence out here along with we.
How many people live down there?
They got, I would say, more than 200 persons. Because there's over 100 and somebody houses, and each household has in, some households has in as 8-10 persons. Mm. Some has in less.
What about the bus service? You didn't mention that at all.
Well, I even going there. Because everybody know how the bus service is in Barbados on the whole. I wouldn't even bother to mention the bus service. And don't talk about floor service either. The only best service provider we have is the Barbados Light and Power. Mm. Everything else stinks. Oh, everything else stinks. Bad service.
Oh, dear.
And then at the end of the month now, you're going to see the water bill coming. When it comes, it's going to be the people that getting water, you know, their bill are lower than we want that ain't getting none. And nobody can answer as to why these bills coming out so, and they coming out due for disconnection. But I tell them this, I tell them, I don't care if I want to disconnect it or not, because I already disconnect. Want nothing ain't coming out of that? Mm-hmm. It's not fair to us. I mean, we've been having these problems for the longest while. And you know what has hurt most? You will hear if the water going off in a district, in certain districts, you will hear they bring it over the radio and tell they can send out tankers. No. We water always off. You don't hear the sound. We will have to be begging. I got to say begging for a tanker. I called for a tanker day before. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the doctor yesterday, when I come back, the tanker came and went low. They got people that does work. Mm-hmm. Ain't getting no water.
There's no community tank down there?
They got a community tank down here.
But
well, I don't know what's the issue with it, the first one. But they bring another one because up to Sunday, I called the BWA office. They had, the tank was there sitting down. And funny enough, two or three times they came to fill up a tank that ain't installed. I asked them, wait, when they don't communicate with one another in the office, when they know that this tank ain't hooked up, fine. They come and they try, they say the slab too small. That a weeks ago. They come back now, as Sunday, after I called them, they came back on Sunday. They said they're going to fix up the tank for we to get water in the tank. Up to now, you ain't seen nobody return. They're making bare marks for the air at the people who are here, this Water Authority. And I could say that with no prejudice because the kind of things that they must do. But yesterday I called back after I came home because I ain't had no water. I ain't cooked since last week because I ain't no water to cook with the little water that you got. Between bathing and flushing the toilet. That's how bad it is up in here. You are left on dry food. Biscuits and things. Because when you're dead here at the waves, ain't no water, proper water to wash it.
How do children cope?
Oh my God, don't talk about that. I saw a father with two children. Take them a cannon to the beach. Them is boys. I see some the little children in my gap just now gone and to see if the standpoint got water. Not a drop of water in the standpoint. But as I said yesterday when I called Barbados Water Authority, the tanker came back and they managed to get some water. But then they got people that does not live on the front road, that live where they can't see the tanker. If nobody ain't called them to say the tanker up here, them ain't gonna get no water neither. And it ain't fair for we to be heading water from so far because everybody can't, cause I can't head no water. To head no water from so far and then the bill come in. And the thing about it, the personnel of Barbados Water Authority knows that we don't get no water, but yet still these extravagant bill coming out, and they're telling you pay until what?
Mm.
I tell you straight, I don't care, wanna cut it off, wanna cut it off, or cut it on. Wanna can't cut off, we're already off already. Cause nothing no come out of that. I was lying on Tuesday morning, and I hear the water meter read out here. But I could not even get her to ask see what he reading, come. I just asked see what he reading. Because I don't see what he could be reading from that. because nothing don't come out of that but air. And I don't know the people that getting water, them bill is lower than we that ain't getting none, and they know that we ain't getting no water. They tell me to write a letter. I have a copy of the letter that I wrote, and nothing ain't being done.
Okay.
And it getting worse. The flies all about the place, got you sick, the rats, everything.
It sounds like a very, very uncomfortable situation there in White Hill. And I,
very much so. You said the flies about the place. Oh, my God. It was sick your stomach.
I mean, I really, like you, I don't believe everything should be pushed up to the point where it has to get political. But I know that Mr. George Payne is
he
committed,
does,
is committed to White Hill.
To the
and
people say Andrew. He is.
So
I
would strongly suggest you try to get him involved and his office
but
involved to help you there, because clearly you have a, but everything seems to be going wrong, quite frankly.
And what ill.
You know, and.
But I mean, my point is that, right? This is how I think. I mean, if I got confused, I call it confused. If I got run to him with all the issues we're going on in White Hill, he won't get the government business done. As I said, we paying a bill, and I have a right to query the providers of the bills, the bill providers, mm-hmm. because I am who is paying the bill. My MP don't pay my bill. I pay my bill. So I have a right to call them and say, well, I'm not getting the service that I'm paying for. Why should a MP be in everything? The MP got the government business to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we should learn to help ourselves, and everything should not be political.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, and I wish things would improve in the due course, because something clearly needs to be done there. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
How are you today, sir?
Very good, thank you. First time caller.
Okay, nice to hear you. Welcome.
Is that our driver too?
Yes, my condolences. I heard that. I listened to the latest, and what was particularly heart.
Brandon,
is that that you have a?
We don't have nobody to turn to. Nobody.
You have an association there.
The association ain't saying nothing. The word is that I heard on the CM newscast today that the new interim for Otto is that he gonna meet with the police and them, but we're not meeting with the workers first.
Mm-hmm.
Is we that are at risk, not the owners. Thank you. We don't get robbed out of the owners' money, you know. We get robbed out of our money. Because the guy that got killed last night, he got attempted robbery at home. He already done drop off the owners' money and heading home. And head home. He got killed right home at he. So he didn't have the owners' money on he. We decided vegan. Right now we're looking to strike. That's the main point we're looking to do, to strike. No, because they tell me we can't done work early. What about the...
Who's we? Who to tell we? Who's we?
The Transport Authority.
Oh, okay.
The CM, Aptor, and the other association. Saying, oh, when the car go home early, what about the rest of people that got to get home? But nobody is studying, but we got to get home.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I'm with you. The thing about it is, this whole incident about him being robbed, when last did such an incident take place? I don't mean the shooting, I mean the actual robbing of a ZR, a PSV operator.
We get robbed and we don't say nothing. Because there's nobody to say nothing. The one boy to report the robbery is to the police. You know what I'm saying? Broad daylight, sometimes we get ZR and Connors get robbed and broad daylight. I'm going to get up and find he's the last body girl. He's taken the driver, he's taken the conductor. Then all you can do is go in station and report. Then nobody has to go report her. The other guy that got shot the week in front, he's still in the hospital with the bullets lodged in his belly. Unfortunately, the robber didn't get anything because he was the person that Robbie was the last boy that ghetto tell him make change from $20. So when he was making the change for the $20, he walked around to the driver's side and put the gun on the driver. The driver dragged off, but he managed to lick off a shot. That's how he get shot. But he didn't get anything because the driver drove off. But it ain't easy. And plus, I were on a road that door serviced by transport board. They don't have no bus service on the road that I work. So we can't do work early, but because it's a problem. If you don't work early, the 10 years straight, you ain't looking out for the other passengers that want to get home. The owner's home. But if you come in too early, you ain't bringing him money. That's going to be another problem. So we still have a win-win situation. You understand?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. Because if you tell one of us, you done the work at 6 and 7 o'clock, you can't money in the gihi, or how are you supposed to live off of this? But, boss, you see all the robbing and everything going on. You're trying to get home. Yeah, but I got a family to support. I got a van to pay back for. Yeah, we understand that. But who understand we play? We got to go home to people too, you know. We got to go home to children.
Tell me something. How many hours you work a day?
We work more than 13 hours a day. I got some drivers that start work at 5 o'clock.
You're a driver or you're a conductor?
As a driver. Okay. I start work at 7 o'clock. Sometimes 8 and 8:30. I still at work. I go home. I come home for at least an hour. Get something to eat, bed, and go back home. But I got some guys that be at work from 5 o'clock all the way to 10 and 11 o'clock. That door that probably will get a 15 minute, they will stop at a shop or something and get a 15 or 20 minute break. And that's it.
But you recognize that that is not.
Yeah, we recognize that is not good. We recognize that is not good. But that's how the cookie crumbles.
Has your owner, or are you aware of if any owners have increased the amount of money they want on a daily or weekly basis since the 350?
The owners hear that bus fare was going from 350.
Mm-hmm.
Vans have increased. Seneca got people that work in vans out here at $500 a day. $500 a day. Some owners used to give you Sundays free. Send bus fare going to 350, they take away that from you. They take away the Sunday from you. So you don't get no freeness. And if you bring in, say bring in, you find this at $400, you bring in $300, $350, and say, tell the boss, we're outside hard. He don't want to hear that. He want hear money. He want hear about him money. That's what he want hear, him money.
So you have to make his $400, let's say it's $400. Yeah. You have to make his $400 first.
Yeah.
You also then have to put either gas or diesel, which is about $150 to $200.
It's about $100. Well, as that are, depends on what road you're working.
Mm.
You would say between $150 to $160
right.
per day.
And before you could even make a cent for yourself.
Yeah. So when you don't work, you got to pay diesel. Then when you don't pay diesel, you got to deduct the boss money out of there. And whatever left back out of the earning is yours.
So have since the fare increase, have you been making additional more money?
No. I working for less money, no bus fare at $3.50. That way bus fare to $2.
How so, man?
How so? Because a tremendous drop off. The people are not getting.
You're saying less people are taking bus now?
Yes, less people are taking. But I wrote a short route. And it has dropped off tremendously. Think of some days, you don't even get 200 people. Right now, I come home, there's at least an hour to home. And I ain't got 100 people yet. I come home at about 70, I got between 70 to 75 people. That, you know what I'm saying? It's a big, tremendous drop off on the short road.
I see. And you have to get at least, let me see, if you're saying
boss,
$400.
The boss money is $300. No.
Right. So no. That's because of school. Because school. Yeah.
Is $300. No. A day. Monday to Saturday. So Sundays is $250.
So you work 7 days a week?
No, I don't work 7 days a week.
Okay.
I work 6 days.
So for the first 80 people or so, that's the boss money. And then the rest is yours. Hello? Oh, gee. All right, we take a commercial break. I'm sorry that call just dropped out. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. We're trying to fix this problem. Okay. We're trying to fix the problem. Yes, I was asking you. So the first 80 people or so is for the owner.
Well, you could put the first 80 for the owner, or you could put the first 80 for diesel, which is the case. But the first 80 can't be yours, because yours gotta come last.
All right. But what, given what is happening now, do you see the situation improving in terms of safety, in terms of
I would hope so in terms of safety.
Now that people are more aware, that's what I mean.
I hope so. Well, we guys can hold our own
meeting.
Some drivers can hold our own meeting and strategize on what we can do from here.
The thing that I'm curious about, since this is the second attack that we've seen, I don't know which route Mr. Agard used to.
He used to work between the Silver Sands and the 3D.
Right, and the other guy who was shot was where?
Silver Sands too.
So clearly is the target maybe the people who work that
and
route
both,
because
both drivers were alone. Don't work with conductors.
Ah.
They don't work with conductors.
So
majority of the guys don't work with conductors, no. No, it was only funny that when we consider the bashman vans, they work with conductors.
So you work like that as well?
No, I work alone. I don't work with conductors.
Right. So therefore, what sort of security measures are you thinking about putting in place for yourself?
I think I've done it earlier. Be more cautious of who you're picking up.
How can you be more cautious when you're picking up? How can you be more cautious if somebody put the hand? You gotta stop.
Yeah, but if you look a certain way, you will stop. If you're alone, and just try to monitor and to see where people get off. You know, just to familiarize with faces and things. But that's as most as we could do. Mm-hmm. But then they tell you if you don't stop for somebody, you know, that's be like you discarding people, you know. But we still got to look for the well-being of ourselves.
Yeah.
Some of the roads need more lighting. Need more bus stops.
That's another story. Like where? Right? So, which areas you have in mind in terms of lighting?
Majority of all the roads. Some of the bus stops are. Well, I work majority all the roads. See, Silver Sands area, like when you get up in Silver Sands, there are much bus stops up inside Silver Sands, like going around to Inch Marlow, and then our areas, which is poor lighting. And the bus stop is really far. So that's where you'd be at risk. And especially at night. I'm not going to stand up behind a wall and wait till you start to put out somebody go to this tank and rob you easily, so.
Okay. Well, sir, look, thank you very much for the information. I really appreciate the call. And at least it will give listeners some idea as to what is being faced out there. And I was saying, but you came in, but the real thing that hurt me when I heard of Mr. Agard is the fact that he moved back to his house.
Yeah, he moved to
take care of his elderly mother. That really hurts. That is very painful.
Even in your own district, you would be a target too.
Yeah.
Because people got this idea that there are a minibus there, it's got home a whole lot of money. Even you own the street, people got that miss.
But
money.
normally the driver would take the money to the owner first.
The money, we drop off the money first, and then go home. Then go home. Or sometimes the owner will come and meet you in the gas station. You discuss what you got. Discuss any problem you got with the van. Mm-hmm. You already know where the mechanic is. You know where the electrician is. So sometimes the owner is only see the vans at night when you come. But he or he come to you. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, all the things the driver take care of. The driver who carry van to the mechanic, carry van to the electrician, carry van to get service. The owner don't already do that much.
All right, sir. Thanks for giving us that a greater understanding of the whole thing. Thank you very much, and please call again. All right. Yes, we go back. Before I take a call, let me go to the WhatsApp. I've been trying here for the last few minutes to get some sort of response from the Barbados Water Authority, and I have someone from the Barbados Water Authority. They're saying that the issue in Flagstaff and Wilde is due to some challenges that they're having at Fort George Reservoir. So all those persons who are served through Fort George Reservoir, this is like Flagstaff, Wilde, and surrounding areas. This would include Clapham and parts of Britain's Hill as well. If you have no water or low water pressure, it's because there's a problem at the Fort George Reservoir, and the Barbados Water Authority is aware of it and they are working on it. So I just got that in because, as I said, I've been working on that since we got the complaint earlier from the caller. We go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Okay.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hi, this is Mark Hens here. Mark A. Hens, the Communications Officer of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport.
Yes, hi, Mark. How are you doing, man? Haven't heard
you
in a while.
How are you doing, man?
I good.
Thanks to your Dennis, for facilitating my call.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me condemn last night's development in terms of the person who's now dead from the PSV fraternity. And let me, on behalf of the association, join with my fellow colleagues to extend condolences to the families of the deceased. It's a very hard time for that family, and it is behavior that must be abhorred, and so on. We are concerned about the violence which continues to plague this fraternity, because everybody is about money, and you know, the society has changed, so you have a lot going on. So we join with APTO in condemning this action and any efforts to curb this, we welcome. So it's a very emotional time for the family. The family need to grieve and so on. It's very unfortunate, the guy who's still in hospital. We also wish him well. We hope that he gets better and that he comes out alive. And we hope that we do not hear about another incident of this magnitude in a very long time at all.
What can the association do at this point? Kenny Best is talking about seeking a meeting with the police. But, I mean, realistically, a guy out there working on his own, what can he really do to protect himself against this sort of robbery?
But you asked a very important question, Sankar. What we are looking at, we in the Alliance, we are looking at what we call a command center, which controls the drivers on the road. At least it keeps tabs on the ZR drivers, the taxis, called taxi men, also meant to or can be target of this activity. They also can be targeted because they carry funds on the persons. So with the command center, we're able to keep track.
You're talking CCTV cameras?
Yes, is that. But we have a center set up where you can see the drivers on the road, and we can see them even to when they get home. But there's a command center that we are hoping to roll out sometime in September. Once this gets going, we think that this should help. and this would help the police too as well, and you know, and help to catch persons who want to inflict violence on the workers. Because those guys work very hard on a daily basis, and it's unfortunate that when they go there to work hard for them and their families, that at the end of the day, you get culprits who can go to rob these guys. It is not right. Those guys are hard-working guys, and you know, it is really hard on the workers. So right now, everybody has to fear for his life, as it were. So it is difficult for the police to stop, but at least we know that if we have a system like this in place, at least it would help to mitigate this situation.
Yeah. And
we are not saying that we'll stop immediately, but we are saying that this is the only way out, because I mean, if we go to the cashless system, which we all are talking about, now this is where now the whole thing stops. You wouldn't have the, you know, because there'd be no money out there on people not be carrying funds. So therefore, then who are you going to target? Who will they target? This is an amazing means of, like, you know, just curbing this activity. But for now, the command center wants it to set up. They're able to track and see what is happening on the vans.
Yeah,
so we really hope that, you know, this gets going so that we can communicate with the police and offer the requisite information so the police can follow through on their investigations.
Mm-hmm. You talked just now about cashless system, and I know that the licensing authority, you were looking at this possibility with the licensing authority, and either a ticket system, I understand, was being examined as well. Where are discussions now? How far along are discussions on these things?
I cannot speak for the Transport Authority, but I think that discussions are advanced at this stage. I cannot speak for the authority, nor will I attempt to do so. But what I'm saying is that we do believe that if this system comes into place, it will help to reduce what is currently happening, because this situation cannot continue. Obviously, in the society, we have a lot of violence, and now they're targeting the ZR guys, and all the taxi drivers also are going to be targeted. It's not fair to them, I know, and we really strongly condemn this behavior. You know, so right now is a very frightening situation, because what happens is it is going to make the guys go in earlier, and then the community.